Up next, 2 minutes to think about it with Dr. Carol Swain, a bold Christian speaking truth to power. Here's Carol with today's message.
You know, we're living in the age of relative truth. What's true for you may not be true for me, and so on. Ignoring the somewhat obvious, chaotic illogic of this position for the moment, we need to note that the idea of relative truth has made its way into our government. You might think any sort of truth anywhere in our government would be refreshing, but that's not quite what I'm talking about here. It's the frightening notion that once your working theory is proven completely wrong, these findings can be totally ignored. You can move ahead based on the now debunked theory. Enter the now-released Mueller report with its findings of no collusion or obstruction. These are the facts, but they haven't kept the Democrats in the House from dragging the Attorney General in front of the House Judiciary Committee, still committed to the Trump-obstructed justice theory. Now, to keep that theory alive a little longer, it's Attorney General Barr being accused of a cover-up to help President Trump. Thing is, this just didn't turn out how the Democrats wanted it, and it's time they realize when you've been riding around on a dead horse, it's probably better to get off and walk. Zechariah 8:16 says this about truth and authority. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Perhaps we ought to give that a try.
Learn more about Dr. Carol M. Swain and help support her ongoing work with your tax-deductible donation to Be the People Project at carolmswain.com. That's carolmswain.com.